This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwar says women's rights ensured in all the levels and structures of the country. Report says area and volume of glaciers in Himalayan region declining and WHO chief optimistic about beating COVID in 2022. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwar has said that women's rights have been ensured in all the levels and structures of the country. Releasing a book titled Nepalese Dreams Unfulfilled, written by Nepali Congress Central Member Dr. Dila Sangrola today, he said that Nepal was a special country in giving reservation rights to women. He mentioned that women are leading the posts of President, Speaker, Deputy Speaker and Chief and Deputy Chief from municipality to municipality. Prime Minister Deuwar, who is also the President of the Nepali Congress, said that the government and political parties are also serious about the issue of women's rights and participation. Today is the first day of the year 2022. January 1st in the Gregorian calendar is celebrated as New Year's Day across the world. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwar has wished one and all good health, happiness and prosperity on the occasion of the New Year. Likewise, Topi Day, Nepali Cap Day is being observed across the country today. Jagruk Youth Abhiyan started celebrating the Topi Day since 2070 Bikram Sambat for the preservation of Nepali original attire. The ongoing 8th General Convention of the CPN Mao Center has been extended till today despite the party passed its chairman's political document. As proposed, the Mao Center would select 15 office bearers and 299 Central Committee members. Chairman of the Mao Center's Election Commission, Vishnu Pukar Shrestha, said that the election process of the party leadership will advance only after the approval of the statute draft. A report on a study on climate change has made public the fact that the area and volume of glacier in the Himalayan region is declining. The study report conducted by Transparency International Nepal in collaboration with ICIMOD and other organizations was made public in the capital on Friday. The study was carried out to look into the impact of climate change on water resources in Nepal's mountainous region and in the lower coastal region. According to the report, high variation in the temperature and precipitation variation was observed due to geographical conditions of the Himalayan region. The latest study has revealed the findings of an earlier study report that the area of glaciers in Nepal decreased by about 24% from 1977 to 2010. The study also revealed that the height of the Imza and Lhotse glaciers in the Khumbu region of Nepal decreased from 1972 to 2007. A helicopter is being sent to rescue the father and son who have been trapped in the snow for 4 days in Papung in Mikwa Kholaru Municipality 5 of Taplejung. Ward Chair Dandu Serpa said that they are preparing to send a mountaineer helicopter this morning to rescue the trapped people. Lakpansi Serpa and his son Pasang Serpa remain trapped in the snow for the past 4 days. According to Ward Chair Serpa, the father-son duo found shelter in a cave after heavy snowfall. Serpa, who was trapped in the snow, called on today morning and requested to send a helicopter. Police and locals rushed to the scene by road on Friday to rescue them but returned unsuccessfully due to heavy snowfall. An earthquake has been felt in Lamjung district this morning. The National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center said the earthquake measuring 2.9 on the Richter scale was occurred at Bansar of Dordir municipality in the district at 10:13 a.m. Police said though the earthquake jolted different places of the district, no casualties were reported. A total of 434 women and girls vulnerable to trafficking were rescued from Jamunaha checkpoint in Nepalganj in the year of 2021. According to Maiti Nepal, Nepalganj coordinator Keshav Koirala, among the rescued ones, 432 were reconnected with family and subsequently educated about human trafficking and safe migration. Koirala said search and rescue operation has not become effective in lack of mechanism with the state in this regard. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 12 people were killed and several others injured after a stampede at a religious shrine in India. Pilgrims were visiting the shrine of Mata Vaishno Devi in Indian administered Kashmir on Saturday when the tragedy unfolded. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was saddened by the loss of life. Tens of thousands of people usually visit the shrine every day, and it is thought there was a peak in visitors because of the holiday season. According to a senior police officer, 14 people were injured in the stampede, with all of them taken to hospital. One senior government officer said that the death toll could rise as the shrine was incredibly busy with the people trying to visit for the new year. The World Health Organization, WHO chief, says he is optimistic that the coronavirus pandemic will be defeated in 2022, provided countries work together to contain its spread. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus warned against narrow nationalism and vaccine hoarding in a New Year's statement. His comments come 2 years since the WHO was first notified of cases of an unknown pneumonia strain in China. Across the world, people are marking the new year, but celebrations are muted, with many countries wanting to discourage crowds gathering. A new law banning plastic packaging on most fruit and vegetables comes into effect in France from New Year's Day. President Emmanuel Macron called the ban a real revolution and said it showed the country's commitment to phase out single-use plastics by 2040. In a statement announcing the new law, the Environment Ministry said that France uses an outrageous amount of the single-use plastics and that the new ban aims at cutting back the use of throwaway plastic and boosts its substitution by other materials or reusable recyclable packaging. The ban forms part of a multi-year program introduced by Macron's government that will see plastic slowly ease out in many industries. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sheikh Bahadur Deuba says women's rights ensured in all the levels and structures of the country. Report says area and volume of glaciers in Himalayan region declining, and WHO chief optimistic about beating COVID in 2022. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.allandnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.